Report, the movie podcast where Sean
and Mampy
watch shit, talk shit, and most importantly, eat shit. We are the law.
And guess what we saw?
Love.
Lies.
Bleeding.
Bleeding.
Starring Kristen Stewart, Katie O'Brien, Ed Harris, other people.
Other people that are in the movie.
I wrote their names down this time because we've been really
acting
like idiots.
Yeah.
We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We know that all of Hollywood is listening to this.
Yeah, they are.
And they're like, man, we should put these two handsome dudes in our films about, you know, hot dudes shooting people in the head.
Yes, that'd be cool.
But they keep hearing us say, I don't know what fucking actor was in this goddamn movie.
Yeah. That's no way to get into Hollywood.
No.
I'll tell you that much. The road to Hollywood is narrow.
No. I see one narrow path through.
Yes. It's very narrow.
And I have to do a space holocaust. Michael? Mampy?
I'm not convinced that he does.
He doesn't have to at all.
I don't think he... I think he could have just lived with Chani and not done any of that. Sorry, this is... Spoilers, but...
Spoiler for Dune 2, if you know what we're talking about.
I mean, what was he thinking? More like Paul Atrocities, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm out.
Yeah, have a great day.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Imagine if a co-host just left.
Yeah.
Like, just walked.
More like Paul Atrocities, and he picks up his mic and he throws it down.
Yeah.
So it thuds.
Takes off the headphones.
I'm like, hey, love lies bleeding, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. It does.
Mr. Mamps.
They nailed that part.
What did you think about? Let's talk about general thoughts. What did you think about this bad boy?
So
girls?
I liked it for the most part. I thought it was well shot.
Yes.
And I thought for the most part the acting was good.
Uh-oh.
Some of it little interesting.
Save it.
Which, yeah, I'm saving it. but I was engaged the whole time. I was kind of like, whoa. I was titillated.
Oh.
My senses were – it was very visceral. It was like, oh, whoa. I guess sometimes you can like muscles and boobs at the same time.
Sometimes the boobs – are attached to the muscles.
Yeah, that is the craziest.
Crazy.
Who would have thought? What will they come up with next?
It's the 90s, baby.
Muscles?
Or was this the 80s? This is probably the 90s, right?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, tweet at us if you know what year it was. I'm guessing 19... Wait, is this pre... Do you think this is pre-OJ trial? I don't know why it would matter.
It was.
What am I talking about?
Well, they didn't bring it up, so I'm going to assume yes.
Yeah, if it was during the OJ trial, at some point you would have heard it on the news or something.
Yes.
In other news, OJ Simpson is back in the courtroom today, and he's having a ton of fun.
He loves it. Oh, back on the court. Oh, no, he was a football player. I was like, back on the court. But he
back on the court.
Play basketball.
He's OJ Simpson is back on the football court today. But O.J. Simpson was known for his work on the football court, but now he's in a different court.
Yeah.
Murder court.
They just force it, the forced pun. That's like, wait, that's not a court? I love it.
O.J. used to love to run 100 yards. Now he's got 100 lawyers to defend him. Against murder charges.
Yeah.
Because they claim he cut off his wife's head.
But did he find out after the trial is over?
Find out next on Extra.
Ooh.
Okay.
What'd
this is
think?
What I thought about it. That's pretty good. That's what I thought.
It's like, all right.
I just had high hopes, but I was like, oh, this looks fucking awesome. This looks great. And then when I saw it, I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. Not bad.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it's no Beekeeper. We all know that.
Yeah, I mean, Nobody can protect the hive the way he does.
I mean, Katie O'Brien's got big old muscles.
Yeah.
She's Popeye, but she does not protect the hive.
No.
She sort of makes it much worse for the hive at almost every moment.
I was surprised they didn't send in a beekeeper to handle what the mess she created. Yeah,
they all made a mess.
They need the beekeeper.
They are messy.
Messy. Love lies messy. Should clean up after itself.
Is this appropriate?
Yeah, I think so. That's the lesbian lesbian dance that they do.
Yes.
They all have a dance.
I've seen that. At their dance clubs, at their lesbian dance clubs.
That's the tell. You go, okay, I shouldn't.
Oh, that right there is a real lesbian. She ain't going to want to dance with me. Just a humble man.
Humble man that likes a nice woman.
Nice
lady.
Set of hulking muscles.
That's the problem.
Mm.
There's a line, though, and I think this movie really explored the line of like, okay, that's a level where it's like, oh, that's nice. But then sometimes it gets a little too much where you're like, oh, muscles have taken over and I don't see what I'm usually like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Which it's not for me. It's not for us. It's just something nice.
I feel like there's a certain level of bodybuilding for anybody.
Yeah.
Where you just start to look like a weird freak.
Yeah.
And they call Jack, her character in this movie, a freak a few times, but she just looks like a real strong lady.
Yeah, I don't think she crossed the line to me.
But sometimes, sometimes you see someone in the real world who's got like, there's like no neck because there's shoulder muscles up to here, and they're like
wild.
You're like, you don't look like you can sit in a chair anymore.
No, you look uncomfortable at all points.
Yeah, you can't live regular life.
Yeah, that is not. I've never. Yeah.
Can you put a fork up to your mouth? Like, or do your muscles hit other muscles and stop you?
Yeah, you have to like move your arm. There's an old classic internet video of someone putting a post-it note in between the shoulder muscles, like on the back of a really muscular guy, and he could not get it because his arm, he was too big. I was like, that's wild. That's interesting. Yeah. My muscles are too
big. I guess it depends where it is. I might not be able to get it either.
True.
Okay. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Let's go ahead and talk about this movie.
Let's decide to,
The plot is as follows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is your classic girl meets girl, girl sexes girl.
Yes.
Girl give. Spoiler alert, by the way. We're going to spoil every single bit.
Sorry.
Girl gives girl steroids. Girl gets all hulked up on steroids.
Yes.
Really works out fucking hard.
Yeah.
Strong girl goes to work for insane gun runner, gun club owner. And the husband of the other girl's sister.
Yeah.
And people get murdered. People get rolled into different holes.
Yes, lots of holes.
And rolled up in various carpets. And then love conquers all. Or does it?
Or does it?
That's basically what happens. It's your...
Yeah,
it's a classic kind of film noir thing, you know? You know, there's a new gal in town, and she's up to something, and there's an old gal in town, and she's also up to something.
Oh, yeah.
And there's an old dude in town, and he's got long, beautiful locks attached to his skull.
The sides.
Yeah.
Only the sides. Sorry.
Mampy.
No top.
What's the best part of this movie? The beef lamb euro.
I thought the best part for me, I really liked when Jackie, Jacqueline, goes to the wrestling competition despite having murdered someone.
Yes.
And being on so many steroids that she's going insane.
Yes.
And she gets there and she rides in with some like psychedelic cowboys or so. I don't know what they were, but yeah, they're just having a good time. And they're like, here you are.
Yeehaw.
And she wakes up like, oh, fuck. And she goes in there like, all fucked up. Like,
enjoy your bodybuilding. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Little lady.
Bye, big lady. Big, big strong lady. Big, strong little lady. Yeah, she could crush my fucking head with her anything.
Yeah, any part of her body could crush your head easily.
And I would welcome it. I'd say thanks.
As long as it's fast. Yeah. I've always said this. I've said this on the show before. Mm-hmm. I've said it in my daily life. I've said it in job interviews. As long as I die fast, I'm happy to die. Go ahead and kill me.
Just do it. Just
as
do
long
it.
As it's fast. Instant. If you shoot me like dead center in the head,
perfect.
Great. Even better if I'm like walking down the street eating ice cream and someone shoots me in the back of the head.
Yes.
That's the fucking dream.
That's all you need, really.
God, that would be awesome.
Just, you know, just get it over with. I don't want to be slowly crushed. Just an instant crushing piano maybe would instantly smash me into nothing.
And think of how much joy you would bring to people's lives.
Yeah. The sound of that would be crazy. People
yeah.
Be like, what was that?
If someone managed to catch it on video, people would be laughing for years and years and years.
Yeah. And they could loop it. They could reverse it and rebuild my body. Someone just happened to be shooting with a 2,000 times slow-mo camera. It is slowly... I reverse like an accordion myself, and I'm fine, and I'm happy.
Have you seen? Wait, which Final Destination is it? Where, spoiler alert, a guy gets crushed with glass.
Oh, that is. I think I want to say 3.
It might be 3.
I want to say 3.
3 is awesome.
Or is it 2?
It might be 2.
I want to say 2.
All of them are great, except the last one, which kind of sucks. With all due respect.
I never saw it.
It's not.
The first one has one of my favorite death scenes of all.
Please lay it on me. I love them all.
When the lady, I think it's the teacher, she's just like slowly getting killed by everything in her house. And like at the end, she's like laying on the ground. She's reaching for like a towel.
Yeah.
This may not be how it ends, but I remember it.
I think this is it.
And she like pulls it and the knife block gets pulled by its own. All the knives stab into her. I was like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's a great movie.
It's so good.
It's a great series. Wow. It's like, it's kind of like cartoon Saw.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, why I'm here is to watch these people die, but it's a little more silly. I mean, it's still fucked up. Like sometimes the like fire escape ladder goes straight through your head.
Yeah. I think another favorite is when somehow a wire fence blows up and flies across a field and cuts a guy in half.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's amazing. The creativity. We need to applaud that. Like the writing team on that. Those are creative deaths.
I feel like they're working on another one, which sounds great. And I don't know why they haven't been doing it every year and a half for the last 30 years. Just do it every year and a half. New people die in new ways.
Keep them dying.
Yeah. This is all I need in life.
It's a tough name because you're always like, well, I guess it wasn't the final.
Yeah.
There's more. There's
more destinations.
20 of them.
It's the final destination for each person involved.
Yes. That's what it should have been called. The final destination for each person involved.
Each person in this movie will die in an interesting way and you get to watch it. Part 2.
That's a great, I would love if like, you know, the little, what is that? Is that a log line? What is the line like underneath it?
Yes.
Where it's like, it just explains the entire movie. 2 lesbians kill a bunch of people and love each other.
two hot lesbians finger each other, and then they smash people's heads into tables.
Yes, they really do.
Yeah.
I thought they did a good job. A lot of times with, like, lesbian, like, scenes in movies, it feels like, oh, this is just a hot scene. Like, we're just throwing in something. But this one kind of felt more like, okay, they actually like each other. And
yeah.
There's two people who want to bang.
Biggity bang, 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 bang.
And I was like, oh, I thought they did that good.
I agree.
I like those scenes, Sean.
You like the sex
scenes? I really like
the scenes. With the naked babies? Yeah. The hot baby babe babes?
Yeah, I like maybe, yeah, babes, I think is babes. Better.
Sexy babies. Sexy. As we say. My hero.
Yeah, what is your... I didn't even tell you.
Oh, okay.
I just
so,
realized that. I didn't say
yes.
Anything.
They are at the bodybuilding competition.
Yes.
They're saying yeehaw.
Okay, so she goes in. She sees everyone's getting ready. They all have, like, people helping them, spray tanning them, all this stuff. Which I gotta say, the spray tan thing, I'd never understand. It's like,
scary.
You look even worse. Like,
yeah.
You made yourself look disgusting.
Yeah.
No offense if you do it. I don't get that part. It's very weird.
It's very creepy. It makes you look like, not like mixed race, but it makes you look like... Like you got a mixed race costume from Target,
yeah, something like that.
Me, yeah, my mother was Chinese and my father was from France. It's kind of
really
like,
freaky looking.
It's a step down from jazz singer. Like, oh,
it's close.
This is getting close.
It's really close.
There was a trend where Korean people they loved black culture and they were spray tanning themselves dark. To look like that. And I was like, this reminds me a lot of that era.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still going on, but anyway.
If you're in Korea, holler at us. Send us some pics of you the homies down at the ghetto drinking your 40s.
You and your kiggas, a K for Korean. The N is silent.
It's K-N-I.
You know the rest.
Like night.
Welcome back to KNIGGA, the one radio station. Okay, so
too much,
Jackie. Yeah, we go off the rails sometimes.
Too much.
There are no rails anymore. The train is now a ethereal serpent flying through the sky.
I used to be a train,
you know, that kind of thing. So Jackie's doing her. She gets up there. First, it's going kind of okay.
Yeah.
It's because she has a moment where she's like freaking out. No, not yet. She's doing her muscle thing. This whole scene's my favorite part. And she's like really into it. And she's letting the steroids take over.
Yeah.
And then she has a moment where she has to go back out there. And she's like kind of freaking out. She's like, oh, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
And then the imagined Kristen Stewart, forgot her character's name. Lou, she pops out of the blue curtain and goes, you got this, babe, or something like that. And then she's like, yeah, hell yeah. And she goes out there and she's doing her thing. She's doing great at first. And it's like, oh, yeah. Honestly, I was like, I would vote for her.
She's going to win.
The best. But then the environment shifts back to where the canyon where they killed or dumped the dead body of Lou's sister's husband.
Dave Franco.
Dearly departed. Well, not spoiler dearly. Alert. Asshole departed. Badly. I don't
not
know.
Not a great guy.
He's awful. I don't know if he deserved to have his spoiler alert jaw smashed off, but
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's really hard. But anyway, she sees all that. She's freaking out. And then her body contorts in this insane, like, like wild way. And she starts vomiting out this, like, larva-looking, like, cocoon-looking gross shit from her mouth. And then it lands, and it's Kristen Stewart, like, all, like, gooed up. And she's, what is she? I don't even remember what she says to her. But
I don't know.
I loved it.
I do remember the gals from backstage have weird, spooky eyes.
Yes,
like, hey, fatty, you're fucking fat.
Yeah.
Because Jackie tells the story of when she was a kid and all the kids used to make fun of her, and that's why she got big as fuck.
Yeah.
So she could beat the fuck out of them.
And she does. She punches a lady's probably face in. Who knows?
Yeah.
The sounds are very good with the crushing in this movie. I was like, oh, she is doing some damage. And she would.
You know what you did just there, Mampy?
Uh-huh.
You brought me to my very favorite part of the movie.
Oh.
Jackie starts doing steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets absolutely fucking yoked.
Yeah.
And there's hulking noises, like there's close-ups of expanding muscles.
Yes.
Veins popping. Ooh. And just like and I just really like those spots.
Yeah, they were really cool. Fun.
You're like, oh, yeah.
She's personally loved the weird, like, out of this world, like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, this is a real big spoiler, but she's running away to escape at the end.
Yeah.
And Lou is staying to fight her dad, or kill her dad, I guess. Mm-hmm. But Lou has been shot in the leg by her dad, who's really good at guns.
He's awesome.
He's
good at everything.
Guns and bugs.
Hair.
Unmatchable. I'd say.
Unimaginable.
And so she's about to leave, but she hears her lover in distress.
Mm-hmm.
And her the muscles start.
My lover lies bleeding.
My lover lies.
What ho?
My lover? Is she lying bleeding? Over the yonder hill. Yeah, and her muscles. It's really cool mix of, like, some of it looked a little practical. Some of it looked. I don't know. It was blended really well. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is fun. And like her body gets all big and her clothes rip. And I was like, whoa, she's going full Hulk mode.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And then.
then she gets like 20, 30 foot tall.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's awesome.
That was a wild moment. And I, you know, I didn't think I would love it, but I actually did.
I liked it too.
Yeah,
I thought those were kind of the things that set it apart from just kind of a regular mm-hmm. old movie where people get shot, which exactly. I also like.
Yeah, they're good.
This is not a negative thing. This is probably just a me thing, but I mm-hmm. didn't entirely understand what that was supposed to represent. I mean, I guess it's just like the power that, if, you know, the same thing as like that, you know, when a woman sees her baby under a car and she can lift a car or something like that, where she just like has power that she never thought of until she heard her loved one get hurt.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Or like that. That's the way Lou sees her in this, like,
sure.
Grand eyes. Like, oh wow. My lover's just like unstoppable giant woman force.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, as insane as it was, I loved them running through the fucking clouds as giant women. I was like, this is great.
That was nice. I liked that part a whole lot.
It felt like as hopeful as like Matrix 4 ending or so. I was like, oh, I need this much hope. I just have to have it. Especially in that movie's kind of, this movie too is like so bleak and like dead death everywhere.
Yeah. And then they're free.
And then they're free.
All they got is one body left.
That part was wild. I was like, oh, shit. I did not think about her.
She gets the raw end. What is the phrase the raw end of the stick? No, that's that can't be a phrase.
Isn't it the raw end of the But what would that mean?
What is a raw end of a stick and why is it bad?
If you know the, what is it called? Etymology? Is that right?
That is definitely it for words.
Do phrases
have etymologies?
I don't know. Write in if phrases have etymologies.
One.
And two, if you are an etymologist.
Yes.
Explain what that job is. And three.
Yeah.
Where did raw end of the stick come from?
Yes.
Is that it?
And what is the name of the bug doctor? Because it sounds sort of like an entomologist.
The bug doctor.
You know, the doctors who know all about bugs. What are they?
Intro.
Yes.
Zoologists.
Yes. If you're an intro zoologist, tweet at us at FoodCourtCast. Give us 5 stars.
Yeah, give us 5 stars and then tell us what your favorite bug is.
I liked a lot of different people in this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of my Euro and my Lomaine, like my favorite things I love Ed Harris.
Yeah, so he's always good.
The wig that they slap on him
yes.
is amazing. He it's just so good. Is fully bald on the top, and he's got long, luscious yeah, locks long. On the side. And sometimes he's wearing a hat, and it yeah. kind of hangs out the sides, but he's also got it off. And he's just fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
But he's also very interesting. He's, like, not homophobic at all.
Exactly.
He's just, like, a murderer. He's, like, a character who is bad because he's bad, not because he has, like, specific feelings about the LGBTQ community. Yeah,
which is
he's
nice.
Just like, oh, yeah, me. It's fine that you're dating a girl. Right. Just, if you get me in trouble, I'm going to murder you.
Yeah, I'll kill you.
Sorry, daughter.
It's basically, yeah. I'll
yeah, just, I killed I'll... your mom, too. What are you going to do about it?
I'll kill anybody. Yeah, he was a really good example of, like, intimidating and scary in a way that wasn't, like, always outward. Like, it was just, like, so much of it was inner.
Yeah.
Which I really liked, because sometimes that's always tough, like, in a movie where, like, the antagonist just doesn't have it. And you're yeah. like, but, like, this was a good just, like, oh, it's, like, very subtle and, like, that makes him even more. Like, when he – the scene where he lashes out and he gets so angry, he just starts punching all his bug
yeah.
crates and then eats the bug he's been fawning over the whole movie. I was like, that was wild.
He's a scary dude.
That's the stuff I love in movies. I'm like, what was that bug made of? Was it, like, a gummy? what did he eat?
It maybe ate a real bug.
Oh, do you think?
I wouldn't – that bug looked like it would, like, cut your cheek.
Yeah.
Be, like, eating Cap'n Crunch.
That would have been a good scene. He puts it in. He's like, ow, ow. But, yeah. And he has to go to the doctor. Like, there's a whole series. He's like, yeah, I've been a bug.
He's in there. He's doing stitches.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I ate one. You know, you seen one of those bugs?
Hercules beetle type. It looks like that. I don't know if it was.
Looks like a Hercules beetle. Ish. Well, if you're an endozoologist, tweet yeah. at us. What kind of beetle was it? Was it a beetle?
It? What? Well, yeah.
How do you tell what a beetle is?
What do you?
Who that cares? Who cares?
The first bug he had, the like worm oh. with legs, that was creepy.
I hated
the grub or whatever. I was like, yikes!
I can't handle it with bugs.
Some of that stuff's real, Sean.
Bugs are real?
They are real.
When I see them, I wish they weren't.
I saw a bug the other day
yeah.
on a video. That's the
Ooh.
Real shame with the internet. It can share things that you would never it see in your life.
Bugs.
A man with a shrimp in his mouth leans down to the sand, the shore as the water's rolling in, and he holds the shrimp down to the sand. And a little worm's head pops up and bites the shrimp. And he grabs the worm and pulls out. And it's like fucking long. I was like, that is awful. And I wish I never knew that yeah. existed.
Never so, going to the beach again.
Never go. Yeah, you're not safe on the water or the sand.
Let's burn the beach.
Let's burn.
I know that there's like a complex ecosystem.
Yeah.
But I would like to posit this for the scientists. Since it's all over for us as humans,
yeah,
why don't we make it comfortable for us for the last few years?
Kill every other creature.
Kill all spiders.
Yeah.
They're weird and gross. Kill all fucking flies.
Yeah.
Definitely kill mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. They suck so bad. They do nothing but annoy you.
They suck all day.
Exactly. Burn them all. And then, you know, people are always like, you want to go out eat outside? It'll be fun. You'll get 17 bug bites. But I would say yes if they were yeah. like, yeah, all of the mosquitoes were eradicated. We've only got 20 years left.
While we're at it, you know, you're sitting out there eating and a leaf falls in your soup. It's like, let's burn all the trees.
What are they for?
Yeah.
Maybe hang a tire from it and have a little fun, but yeah. mostly they're used for hanging other things that we disagree with. Like?
Like, for instance?
Obviously.
You know. Well.
Swings.
Swings.
Swings are dangerous that. And we don't like it.
Swing? No, don't swing low, sweet chariot.
No, thanks. what else is good about this movie?
I really, of course, liked the jaw scene. I thought that was awesome and
yes.
gross. So I was like, oh, And they did a really good job. I thought they weren't going to cut to it, and then they did a few times, and I was like, oh, every time they did, I was like, that is gross.
When she picks him up, there's like a jaw flap that kind of goes, what?
Crazy. Really,
everybody like, just went, bleh!
Yeah, everyone was just like, holy moly. I loved when she's just getting, Jackie's just getting angry in the hospital chair, and she's like clawing that. Like, she had such a presence. She was awesome. I thought she was my favorite, I think, in the movie. I was like, she's great. She killed it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
My jaw dropped at that scene. I was like, wow, she's so good. And then, like, there was, like, almost like a, I mean, I don't know if we could count it as humor, but, like, so grimly, like, almost silly that, like, Kristen Stewart had to keep cleaning up death.
Yes.
Like, I love the, like, weird entrapment of the, like, yellow teeth lady.
Yes.
And, Lou. Like, this girl has this crush on Lou, and Lou's just not interested in her.
And, her name is Daisy.
Daisy. And then Daisy sees Lou driving the dead husband's car.
Brutal.
And so she kind of has a bit of control over her. And she's like, yeah, it'd be bad if I, you know, told the cops that I saw you in that dead guy's car. But since Ed Harris knows about this, he sends Jack to kill Daisy.
Yeah.
And of course, Daisy and Lou are together. And that scene surprised me because Daisy throws up her pancakes that she threw down on, and then immediately gets shot. On the head. It's like, oh my god, I love that. I was like,
yeah,
and Kristen Stewart just covered in blood, has to deal with it again.
She's got a rough life.
She really does. She got effed up.
She has to spend a lot of time cleaning shit up, rolling shit up. That's too bad.
Cleaning.
Before we switch over,
oh yeah,
any final things that you loved about this movie?
Let's see. We covered the, I like the weird muscles stuff. I like the cloud stuff. Oh, there was a part where I laughed. I think they intentionally, there's no way this wasn't intentional, where Ed Harris and Lou are on the phone.
Yeah.
Lou, Kristen Stewart. I can't remember everyone's name. Lou and her dad are on the
Lou
phone.
And Lou Sr.
It's Lou. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't ever even clock that. That's so funny. I was just like, that guy's scary.
Scary guy.
Scary. Yeah, there's scary guy. And they're on the phone and she's like, well, I'm going to just tell, if you do anything to Jackie, I'm going to tell everyone that you've killed all these people and like do all this horrible shit.
Sure.
And then he goes, are you threatening me? And then she pauses for a really long time. She's like,
Yep.
That's what I'm doing. I was like, that's really funny. Like, it was just the crazy. It was just the last thing I expected in that tense moment.
Yeah.
And I really liked that.
It's really funny.
That was good.
I'm going to do my transition right now.
Let's go. Let's move it.
I love the kind of outer edges, the characters. I really liked Ed Harris.
Yeah.
Really liked Jenna Malone as Beth. Who is Lou's sister who just gets beaten up and also has that horrible beaten wife syndrome where she's like, oh, I still love him. He still loves me. That's he just, rough. You know, that's brutal. I love Dave Franco as like a complete asshole.
Yeah, he was very believable.
With a mullet and a cool mustache. I love Daisy, who was played by Anna Baryshnikov. Can that be real? Daisy with her weird, terrifying brown teeth.
Yeah, they were wild.
Oh, they're so bad.
You feel bad for her.
You do feel bad for her. But it's weird because she's like quite interesting because she's like really hitting on Lou very hard. But also she's sort of repulsive, but sort of cute. And she's also like sort of horribly annoying. But sort of like kind of endearing. You feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, oh, she's, you know, she's kind of sweet.
But also like not like with it at all. Like
yes.
She gives Lou a cigarette and Lou's like, oh, I quit. She's like, well, save it for later.
It's yeah.
Like, he's like just not. It's interesting.
Yeah. But I'm switching over.
Uh-oh.
My low main is that I just thought the side characters were more interesting than the main characters.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
And now I thought Kristen Stewart and Katie O'Brien were good as Lou and Jack. I just thought those characters didn't get to have much fun.
Yeah.
Like I guess they got to have sex and stuff, but they were much more low key, much more like, I'm trying to be cool about this.
Yeah.
And Jack got to freak out a little bit, which was cool, and do some violence. But I thought, like, Ed Harris got to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Dave Franco got to have so much fun, like, being, like, evil.
Yeah.
And Beth, like, she had, like, a nice little character arc that is, like, a non-arc where she just, like, keeps getting beat up but keeps loving him.
Yeah.
And even, like, tries to fight Kristen Stewart later after she finds out that her husband has died.
Exactly.
And Daisy gets to be, like, sort of this in-between world where she is, as I said, like, weird and gross and cute and conniving, but also too stupid to be conniving.
Exactly.
And I just thought they were more fun than the main characters.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I didn't really, this is just for me, I didn't care too much about what was happening. So a lot of times the parts that I really, really liked were the parts where, like, something violent was happening, something sexy was happening, something was happening. Like when Jack gets big as fuck, I was like, okay, cool. We're doing stuff. We're this is great. I didn't necessarily care that much about what happened to the characters. I mean, I was glad when they got to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm a coward.
Maybe no, and I'm even worse because if I have to be honest, it's that syndrome where you're like, oh, I have a little crush on this actress, actor, so I'm like invested in them.
Sure,
I like you.
I mean, that's part illegal of why hot people are in movies.
I know it's sad. It sucks. But
that's how they get us. That's how they draw us in.
I know. I'm a hypocrite because I was getting onto someone for Saltburn, and I was like, I'm pretty sure you just are attracted to the people in the movie because it's just not a very good movie. And they were like, yeah, maybe you're right. maybe. But I think that I like this way more than that movie.
I like this a lot more than Saltburn.
But yeah, I don't know. I do think they weren't as in depth. Like, they didn't have as much going on for them. And their love story was kind of the only real thing happening.
Yes.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting.
It also didn't exactly help for me that and I mean, this is probably more interesting than a regular love story.
Yeah.
But it didn't help that, like, it seemed like Jack could have either been in love with Kristen Stewart or could have been using her.
Yeah.
Or some combination of the both. And they play with that, which I think was interesting. But it also didn't, like, it was more interesting but made me less invested in their thing.
Yeah.
Just because it kind of seemed like she may have been just in it for, you know, a place to stay.
Exactly.
But who knows?
It was a good exploration of just, like, addicts, like people who are just addicted to things.
Sure.
Like, I think the cigarette thing could have been maybe explored even more.
Yes.
So, like, I feel like at some points it kind of disappeared from the plot.
Yeah.
And I loved her, like, Kristen Stewart listening to the little tape.
Yes.
That was, like, telling her things about, like, why cigarettes are bad or whatever.
Yeah, lung cancer shit.
And just she's still going back to it. And then, like, her enabling Jack to then become an addict was, like, and then it kind of is, like, a whole thing about, like, love and, like, it's kind of, like, an addiction in itself.
Sure.
And, like, especially, like, that's really, like, brought it, like, when she's, like, throwing up Lou and, like, using Lou as a way to motivate her to do this thing that's the real Lou doesn't want her to do at all.
No.
She's like, please don't do this.
Yeah.
And then she almost even kills Lou when Lou is not, like, cooperating with what she needs.
Yeah.
It's, like, very interesting. It does. It's like, what is love? And, like, yeah, it's interesting.
Is love? Yeah. How much of quote unquote love is, like, us needing someone at a certain point?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
How much of love is like, oh, this would be really useful to have someone I loved right now because, you know, I don't have a place to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping under a fucking bridge.
Yeah.
It sure would be nice to be in love right now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it does bring up it brings up a lot of interesting things. And then like the layers of like Jack having been with,
Dave
Franco's Frank. Character.
I don't know. I've looked up his character name. I'm not sure he has a character name, but he's awesome. Anymore. Whoever he is.
Franco. but yeah, I thought that was fascinating. And like, they don't even really like, they didn't, instead of like having a scene where they all run into each other, they just like cut to them at dinner and you can just tell how like it, weird it is.
Yes.
And that confrontation was really good.
Yeah.
But absolutely. If we're talking, well, I'll get to my low main now.
Drop it on me.
And this is a tough one. I loved her in Panic Room.
Oh,
I think
no.
That's still her best role.
Don't
but
say it.
There were some times where Kristen Stewart, and I think a lot of it was writing.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes it just didn't quite have the emotional, like, energy it needed.
Yeah.
Like, when she's like, she got shot by her dad and she's like on the ground and she's just unloading all this like baggage and like, mm-hmm. you did all this stuff, whatever. Like it just came off like really childish and kind of cheesy and just like, just did have like a, oh, why are you doing that to me? Like,
yeah.
It's like, you're about to die. Like,
yeah.
I just didn't have
the,
scared. Yeah, that it just sometimes she would do things or like the scene where she's in the truck and Jack's like, pissed at her and like trying to walk away
mm-hmm.
and she's like please baby it just like it had like it just didn't have the oomph sometimes
yeah
and I was like but I do
felt,
like her
oh sorry
oh sorry I yeah
I felt that sometimes she and this is maybe part of the character but she felt like she was too cool in scenes where she shouldn't have been that cool.
Yeah.
Like there's a scene. There's a scene after Daisy gets killed and she's rolled up in a carpet and she's stuffed behind Lou's couch.
Yeah.
And the FBI shows up and she's like super cool.
Yeah.
With the fact to the point where there like isn't any tension in the scene, or at
Absolutely.
Least I didn't feel very much tension.
No.
Because it's like. It doesn't, she's not going to give it away because she seems like she's not affected by this very much.
Exactly. Yeah. And it seemed like almost like the filmmaker forgot that that was even in the room or something. Like,
yeah.
Because like they show the FBI guy walking around, they have the cat licking up the blood.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe this will create some tension or something.
Yeah.
Or she'll have to like kind of distract them, but it didn't really
no.
even matter. Like, I was like,
and it wasn't, it was weird because it, okay, the most obvious way to do that scene is it's very tense.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart is maybe a little nervous, but trying not that hard to be nervous. Mm-hmm. And the FBI guy's like, hey, is everything okay? Or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the like the second version is, you know, she's staying cool. She's not that freaked out about it. Because she's doing a good, like she grew up as a person who was a liar. Like her father is a gun runner.
Exactly.
She obviously did murders for him, so she can keep it cool.
Yeah.
But like they play that as like a funny thing. Like maybe they come back once or something like that happens.
Yeah.
Where something, but it just sort of seemed like they had the conversation and there was a dead person
yeah,
in the room.
There,
but
also,
those weren't connected.
No.
Which was
that,
weird.
I did like her panic of like hiding the body.
Yes.
Before. I was like, this is crazy. and I even liked her dragging the body down the stairs like in broad
yes.
daylight. But it was kind of like, well. Someone saw that. Like, there's no way no one saw that. But.
They're all very lucky because they're dragging bodies around daylight hours, smoking cigarettes.
Having fun.
I guess they didn't have DNA back then, but
yeah,
certainly there's cigarettes near the bodies. Oh, well.
Certainly.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you got to smoke. You got to light one up, I guess.
Yeah. I guess in general, my low main is that I just, and I already said this, but that I just liked Ed Harris and I liked Daisy more than I liked the main characters,
yeah.
which is just a weird, I mean, is fine. Like, I guess it works more as an ensemble piece for me,
mm-hmm.
But you know, the Ed Harris stuff was great.
Yeah.
He's so fun and so evil and also so like surprising. Because he's like kind of when they're in the hospital with Beth, Jenna Malone's character, and she's like all hooked up to all the shit.
Yeah.
He like seems kind of sweet and caring. He's like, you know, don't worry, baby. This will never happen again. We're going to have a long talk with him, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he seems kind of sweet, but also, you know, like, oh, this guy is a gun runner. He's a murderer. Yeah, he's a horrible person. Exactly. But him being able to pull off both of those things, I thought was cool.
Yeah, I've always loved his stuff, and he's so good at the... I always go back to that interview with for History of Violence, where he's doing that panel. I don't know if you've ever... We've talked about it before, probably. But, like, he's on that panel, and they're asking him, like, what he thought about, like, the themes of the movie. And he's like, you know, it's about violence. You know, what is violence? And he, like, takes a cup and, like, throws it behind him. He's like, what's that? And he, like, punches the table. He's like, what is it? That's what the movie's about. I was like, that's incredible. I was like, that's, like, amazing.
Yep.
And I've seen, like, outtakes where he's just, like, furious, like, definitely dealing with some anger stuff. And I thought this one was such a good subdued, like, you can still tell he has it, but, like,
yeah,
it's not outward. I was like, that's awesome.
He does seem like he might be an insane person.
Maybe.
Like, he might be scary as fuck. And it's part of Reese. Have you seen The Abyss? Have we talked about The Abyss?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing in The Abyss. But like, it's part of the, like, one of the things that's interesting about his character is that he seems like he's just so fucking pissed off, like yeah, a lot of the time, and he laughs a lot of it off, but you're kind of like, oh man, this guy's got a lot of troubles.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Very troubled man. And I mean, I guess he's that in every movie. He's just a very troubled man.
I relate. I really relate.
Are you troubled? What are your troubles? Tell us more, Michael.
So many. The world is a wild, wild place.
The world is a vampire set to drain. Would you say?
Oh, that's good.
Would you
say
that?
That's good. I would say that. I won't say it now, but I would.
Okay. In what situation would you say it?
I don't know. Maybe on a first date or...
pleased to meet you, m'lady. May I say, the world is a vampire set to drain. Secret destroyer?
Secret destroyer.
Is that the words? I don't think I know the words to the song.
I don't know it at all.
Tweet at us if you know the words to that song by Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes. Oh, I meant to say that I liked a lot of the cuts to the Red World stuff. Like, I thought they were timed really well, where it was just like, ooh, that, like, had, like, an impact. It was just like, oh, man, that's nice.
I liked the fact that it was, like, the redness is whatever. It's maybe, you know, taillights of a car or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, this is the past, clearly, for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, well, this is black and white or whatever, which is also fine. You know, I don't mind that. But it is like a slightly different thing, which is nice. You know, just do a slightly different thing. It's one of my favorite things.
It's nice. You can do something that you've seen a little bit, but change it just ever so slightly. And you go, okay, this is a little fresh. I'm trying to think. Anything else? I did like the weird... kind of, yeah, like when Lou and Beth, when Beth's like confronting her about killing her husband, and like Lou has to finally just be like, fuck you, you moron. Like, you're an
idiot. She, like, grabs her face.
She's like, the only way anyone can get through to you is to literally just be violent to you.
Yeah.
And it was, like, this interesting, it's like, well, she loves her, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, but Beth's way of love is like being hurt and like attached. It's like very interesting. And then she's like, you're a monster. It's like, but she doesn't see her own hypocrisy. It's like very interesting. I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
I was glad they didn't have her like fuck everything. I thought they were going to do that. Like have Beth show up and kill the other ladies.
I was like,
oh God, I was worried the whole time. It was funny. I was like more invested just cause I was like, oh, I don't want them to kill the cool lady with the muscles.
She's very cool.
I really thought maybe Ed Harris was going to shoot her when she like decided to stay in the car. I was like, oh God.
I thought so too.
I was like, no.
They survived though.
Yeah, they did. They
and loved. Everything's okay.
Yeah, it all worked out. Oh, one more bad thing. I think they should have cut this scene from the movie.
Wow.
Did not think it was good at in any way.
Whoa.
And it involves my favorite character. So that's what's very weird.
Okay.
So it's right after Jack kills Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes to like a public phone with the gun still in her hand and she like calls her little sister.
Yeah.
And she's just like, don't ever fall in love. I was like, this is like a high school. Like, who wrote this? Like, yeah. I was like, this is bad. And very it just weird. Came up. And her mom's like, you're a monster. I was like, this whole thing doesn't need to be in this movie.
No.
Because you don't even see that. So they don't even feel like anything.
No.
It's like, they haven't really. They briefly talked about these characters. And this just doesn't. I don't know. It just did not need to be in the movie.
Especially if you're. I mean. I know that there's a lot of magical realism going on and that kind of thing, but like holding a gun in a public place while like screaming and crying on the phone is just like a little much.
Someone's going to be like, let's
hey,
should probably call.
Excuse me, ma'am. everything going okay?
Yeah. Everything all right. Anything we can help you with?
How's that? You need us to call anybody for you? But we can't only talk about Love Lies Bleeding.
No.
We have to talk about other movies, which brings us to a segment called Panda Express Presents Express Yourself about the movies you watched this week. Play that theme song, Mammy.
Ding 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 ding. It's time for the Panda Express. Boop boop, because we got them things express. Ding ding about the things we watched. Boop boop this week. Dump a dum bum.
Did you watch anything this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Go on.
I watched two movies this week.
You watched two movies?
Two.
This has never happened before.
I know. This is a rare occasion. I watched Sexy Beast. I'd never seen it.
Oh.
Beasts? Is it Beasts?
A single Sexy Beast.
Beast. Okay,
Beasts
yeah,
I watched is the that. Sequel.
Oh, really?
No, but it should
you
be.
You got me. I was like, there's a sequel?
There should
how
be.
How can they make a sequel?
I don't know. How, yeah, I don't know how.
That movie was wild. I'd never seen it.
Rules.
One of my favorite, new favorite shots. What's his name? Ray Winstone.
Yeah.
I think that he's standing at this pool. He's just a very large, overly tanned man.
Yes. So tan.
And he's just staring at this pool. And then behind him is a giant boulder just rolling down the and he like looks and then like moves out of the way and it lands in his pool. And I was like, that's awesome.
It's a great flick.
It was wild. Ben Kingsley is insane in that movie.
So fucking insane. I haven't watched that movie in years. I need to rewatch it.
It's crazy.
I'm putting it on my list.
I liked it.
You got to watch the Glazers. All the Glazers are good.
Yeah.
He's a nut.
What's the Glazer that I really liked? I can't remember.
Under the Skin?
Never saw it.
Wanted Birth? To.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. That movie
Birth is
wild.
Fucking amazing.
That is a very intense, many emotions movie.
The movie's insane.
It is.
You can't, it's an impossible movie to pull off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what if a lady fell in love with a kid?
Yeah, it's like, what? Yeah, very wild.
What's your movie about? Well, it's about a lady who falls in love with a child.
Yeah.
Oh.
And,
is it like, you're like grossed out by it? Kind of, but it's also kind of romantic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I guess I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Man, the music in that movie, that movie's awesome. It's really so bizarre, but so good. Oh,
so good.
Ah.
You know what I watched? Wait, you watched another one? Hey, I'll say it. You'll let you have it.
We'll
you know what I watched?
What did you watch?
I saw in theaters.
Oh.
Back again for St. Patrick's Day, Harrison Ford in
Uh-oh.
The Fugitive.
Whoa.
It's so fucking good.
Tommy Lee Jones steals the show.
Oh my God, he's so fucking good.
That's probably his best performance. Of
he's
all
amazing
time.
In it.
It's so good.
It's just such a delightful movie. It's weird because it's about a woman who gets murdered.
Yeah.
But it is so much fun.
It's
you're just
so
having
good.
Such a great time.
Yeah.
All of the effects, like everything just so many seamless effects that you can't imagine would be actual effects, and then you find out that they're effects, or you're like, wow, how the fuck did they? That's amazing. It looks real.
The jump into the water, I guess, is, has to be.
Yes.
I doubt anyone could.
There's some stuff that's like rear projection that looks nothing like rear projection.
Interesting.
Like, there's stuff where Harrison Ford's like jumping out of the way of the train, and he's just in front of a screen.
Wow, that's awesome.
They like put like, you know, they put a bus in front of the screen, and then he's standing on the bus and he just jumps off the bus, and that's it. That's
so cool. Oh, we need to bring that back. That's awesome.
I mean, it's weird that part of it is because when you put up a green screen, you have no idea what is going to look like. Exactly. So it's just difficult to tell when someone should jump and what should happen and what it should look like. Mm-hmm. But man, it looks so good.
I feel like anytime you do green screen, they should do it the Avatar way, where there's like really shittily pre-rendered stuff where it's like, okay, this is an idea
of
what you're seeing. So it's like somewhat, you're somewhat reacting to things.
Some idea of what the fuck is happening.
It's weird when people are like looking at something that's not nothing. Like, this happened recently. There was the Avatar Last Airbender show.
Yeah.
There's just like so many parts where people are just like looking at stuff where nothing's happening. You're like, what are you doing? There's nothing over there.
How the fuck do you do eyelines in a where you're just standing in a box?
Exactly.
That's fucking insane.
It don't work. It really don't work, dude.
I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You can't do that.
But I was, I mean, I... It was tough because I had seen, it's not been the greatest early part of the year. We've seen a few good movies, and a few kind of mediocre movies, and a few just really horrible movies. But then you see The Fugitive, and you're like, wow, I can't believe how good this fucking movie is.
Holy fuck.
Wow. This movie rules. Every moment of this is so much fun.
Oh, it's great.
He's escaping. Everybody's saying funny things.
Oh my, I love when, I think there was a part at the beginning where they bust in a house and a lady's like screaming.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is just like, shut up. It's so funny.
He's just in a murder and then he tells the lady to shut up and she's like, oh yeah, okay, I realized.
So good. And Harrison Ford like trying to explain the situation and he just goes, I don't care. So funny.
It's like, amazing. I did not kill my wife.
Have you ever seen U.S. Marshals?
I've heard it's horrible, but I want to see it anyway.
You get a lot more Tommy Lee Jones being silly, so I like that because he's leading the team, but it is not.
Wesley Snipes in it?
Yeah, he's the new
future. I love Wesley Snipes. Okay, I'll watch it. You talk me into it. That's all I need to hear.
I just remember, I haven't seen it in years, but as a kid, I just loved getting to see more of Tommy Lee Jones' character. He's back.
Put it on the list.
Put it on the list.
What else did you watch?
I watched a wild movie. I went to this basically the Belcourt of New York.
You went to an art theater?
Yes.
In New York City?
Metrograph. It's very cool. And you would love this, Sean. They have a balcony, so you can sit on a balcony and watch the movie. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice. I was like, this is cool. I know I got to where I could sit really close and recline.
Yeah.
Which I like. But the balcony is really nice. I was like, this is cool. I like looking at the screen like this. It's nice. Anyway, we watched Park Chan-wook, I believe is the name.
Sure.
I'm a cyborg, but that's okay.
I've never seen that one.
I really liked it. It's wild. It's like out of control wild. Very fun about like a lady who goes to an asylum and meets all these interesting characters and thinks she's a cyborg.
I remember that was one of the ones, like, after Old Boy came out, that just, like, I feel like I could have bought it on DVD at some point, but it just didn't play anywhere, and it wasn't on anything for the longest time, and I was just like, well, okay, well, I guess I'll never see it.
It's such a fun, like, departure from those really dark, grim things. It's good. I was like, this is awesome. There's still, like, gore and... wild moments, but it was cool. I liked it.
That sounds amazing. You talked me into it. I'm watching U.S. Marshals. I'm watching I'm a Cyborg, and I'm okay.
That's okay, baby.
I've got a few What? I don't know what all my Park Chan-wook blind spots are. Mm. That's definitely one of them, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. So
I, until I, it, until it started, like, I went and I was like, oh, I guess this is a new movie that he, I didn't know about.
Oh,
this.
Yeah.
And then when it was, like, playing, I was like, oh, this looks very familiar. And then I later looked up the poster and was like, oh, I've, oh, yeah, this, I know. I've seen this poster so many times with, like, the guy with the, like, pink, it's like a pink helmet with, like, a green thing and, like, the top yes. is, like, plug. I was like, oh, I've seen this. And yeah. then I was like, oh, this is from 2006. Like, yeah. That's how well, like, I was into the movie. I didn't even care about, like, the effects and stuff. It all still seemed fine. I was like, that's funny.
If you do it right, you do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
I Mampy. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been such a pleasure podcasting Thanks. With you.
Yeah, always.
I want to say to the listeners, to the watchers, we will be watching Last Night. Wait, late. Sorry, take two. Late Night with the Devil.
Yes.
Starring Dustin McGabouchin. Gabouchin. Gabouchin? Gabouchin. So if you don't want us to watch that, well, tweet at us at FoodCourtCast. We probably won't change. But just in yeah. case, try to get us to change. Give us 5 stars on all of your things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Write us reviews. Share. Please. Retweet. Share. Re-X. Re-Gram. Do all those things. And, well, gosh darn it, one last thing I want to say to you on behalf mm-hmm. of Mampy Hikes. Mm-hmm. I am Sean Parrott saying to you, bon appetit.